fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 11th of August. The prepper tip of the day is to check all your foot gear. Make sure it's good, in good condition, good repair, clean, and ready for use, especially your winter foot gear. We've got some really serious winters coming up, believe it or not. I know it's middle of August and it's hot, but there's something that's, you know, the weather, the climate's going to change. It's going to get colder, so you need to have good winter foot gear to survive what's coming. All right, Professor McKinney has not called in yet. If he does, of course, we'll bring him on board and pick his brain a little bit as to what's going on in his world. In the meantime, we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting, and the call number is 512-248-8252. We continue, we being myself and my various correspondents I work with, we continue to find more and more evidence of what's going on. One of my correspondents just sent me a video. It was in a Spanish-speaking country where a man was going through the electronic checkpoint for this particular store, probably an electronic store where they have these electronic devices set up that can detect theft because of the electronic device attached to the item that's for sale. It could be, I've seen it on leather jackets, I've seen it on electronics, and apparently his arm that had received the COVID shot was setting it off. How about that? Looks like, I'm not sure what's going on here, but we'll, maybe Professor McKinney will be able to join us. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got these panels laid out. There are 3 panels across. When it comes to the COVID section, let's just look at the first panel here, see how many articles and videos there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Looks like about 12 there. 1, 2, 3. And I got 11 panels. They don't all have 12, but we're looking at about 100 or so articles and videos concerning the COVID. Very, very important information from scientists and doctors that you need to be educated about, you need to be aware of, so you in turn can educate others. I hope that the most recent Dave and Martin interview is posted today. It's so important, so foundational, that you watch what Dr. Martin has to say. His company is a company that analyzes investments for companies and people that want to make investments and in intellectual property, including intellectual property, including patented things. So that's how he makes his living, is by looking into these matters for his clients. So this is something he does professionally. And he's found the patents. He's located all the patents that are pertinent to this topic. And I cannot emphasize too much how important it is to watch the most recent interview with Dr. Martin. It's not on my website yet, but it is on naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, Mike Adams' website. He's being interviewed by some doctors in Germany and Europe about what his most recent findings. It's absolutely devastating to the powers that be, to the Center for Disease Control for the Food and Drug Administration. Absolutely devastating to Anthony Fauci. Absolutely devastating. And it should be. There's a good basis for criminal prosecution, quite frankly. There really is. A great basis for criminal prosecution. That needs to happen. Will it happen? Well, not at the federal level, not with Joe Biden in the Oval Office. Okay, well, I'm still getting some attempts from Professor McCain to get wired in here to us. I saw him and Dr. James this morning, Dr. James from Metro Kansas City. He said if he was available, he would call in, but apparently he's busy doing his profession of caring for his patients and wasn't able to call in. He's had some very emotionally stressful times recently, dealing with people who got the clot shot. Do you like that? I like that, the clot shot. My neighbor at the top of the hill, Rusty Young, the one of the original founding members of the 1960s rock and roll band Poco, he got the clot shot. 33 days later, he was dead. How about that? We're seeing any number of celebrities that appear to be healthy otherwise. They get the clot shot and they're dead or disabled. The disabled ones don't make the news so much. But Eric Clapton, arguably one of the best rock and roll guitarists ever, he got the clot shot. Now he can't play the guitar. How devastating is that to the one thing this man does and loves and is very good at and has a worldwide reputation for, and he can't even do it anymore, not the way he would like to anyway. We got a caller on hold. John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. I tuned in late. I did hear you just a moment ago mention, the vaccine and the whole idea behind it. I've actually lost my train of thought, but what I wanted to say is that, I'm going to have to call back. What was it you were talking about just prior to mentioning James McCanney? Something about the vaccine.
Hello. Looks like Jim is here. Hold on, John.
All right, Jim, well, I'll call back. Thank you.
Okay. Jim, you're with us.
You wouldn't believe where I'm at.
I imagine it's south of our border, but other than that, I don't know, no.
Well, might be. I'm on the other side of some border.
Okay.
I'm in the rain outside somewhere. And anyway, but I got a signal. This is amazing. So,
okay.
I'm sorry, I'm coming into the middle of a conversation, it sounds like.
Well, John's going to call back later, so that's not an issue. Well, Jim, We continue to learn more.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry for arriving late, but I had a prepper tip of the day, John.
If please, I can start let's with hear that. It. Let's hear it. Let's go for it. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. This would be a good time, you know, now that you could use this COVID thing to your advantage and unload toxic relatives and friends, and something that we all have. And along with them, there are enablers. And anybody that's toxic and a kind of a load, let's put it that way, they also have enablers. And those are people, many times family members, that keep the thing going, and they think they're helping the person all the time, and the person is just sucking off of everybody else. But now it'd be a good time to unload those toxic people.
It would be. Absolutely. Well, whether we want to or not, we're going to lose a lot of good Americans who, out of fear and ignorance, accepted the I don't know if you know Matt Bracken or not, but this morning I heard him call the COVID vaccination the clot shot. I like that, Jim, the clot shot. And we're going to lose a lot of good Americans who, out of fear and ignorance, accepted the clot shot, and they're going to be disabled and dead the next few months to a year or two at the most, won't they?
Yeah. Well, it's very strange times. And I had another comment also, because we're heading into a time that's very similar to pre-World War II Germany, 1930 Ukraine. This is not the first time this type of thing has happened. And so anyway, just imagine this. Imagine those 7 or 10 million Ukrainians that died at the hands of the Russians, or the, you know, how many Jewish people who decry the Holocaust. Imagine if they had arms, because the Germans just came in and hauled them up. And it wasn't just Jews, it was intellectuals, it was everybody. But none of them had arms. Imagine a country, and this is the first time in history ever, that you have a populace of 200 million people who are armed. And this has never happened before. So we're in for some interesting times. By the way, did Biden call for the lockdown? I heard that it was supposed to be announced today.
Well, we're hearing different dates. Well, today is one of those dates. I've also heard the 16th, and I haven't heard anything yet. I'll probably get phone calls and emails when it happens, but I haven't heard anything yet, no.
Well, my attitude is bring it on. Come on. Let's you know, if you have a bully that's bullying you, and, you know, it's like, okay, let's put the gloves on. Let's go, buddy.
Now, the headline on Breitbart right now is about consumer price index and inflation. Yeah. A nationwide lockdown would be immediate major news when it takes place.
Right. Anyway, but I mean, the comment, if those populations were armed, and you can go through history many, many times and say the same thing. You could say that about the Russian Revolution, where millions of people, innocent people, died, civilians. And once again, if I heard I was on a show one time, and the host was saying that if they even had a musket, you know, it would have changed the course of history.
Well, being armed is a foundational part of being an American, in my opinion. Most of my listeners are armed to a greater or lesser extent. Most listeners to Republic Broadcasting are armed to a greater or lesser extent. That's just who we are. That's our demographics of the men and women who listen to, Republic Broadcasting. So, yes. Going back to the Holocaust, magnification of the photographs of what was taking place, the German guards did not have their firearms in a position where they could be immediately used. There's been a careful analysis of these firearms, and they couldn't pick them up and just pull the trigger because they weren't in that kind of ready condition. They were so comfortable that there would be no resistance. They felt no need to have their arms in a combat-ready situation, Jim. That's not well known, but it is. That's the way it is. Yes.
Well, that's an interesting comment. I was working in a place one time, and one of my coworkers had been a gunner, a side gunner on a B-17 through World War II, and he had been shot down 4 times, if you can even imagine that. Bailed out, got arrested, or, captured. And he said he was able to escape 4 times, and they escaped as they were marching to the camp where they were supposed to go to. They would just duck into the weeds because there were so few guards marching them. And he got all the way back to England, and 4 times during the war, and the last time he made it without being shot down and captured, but shot down 4 times, if you can even imagine that.
Well, my friend Charles Shaw wrote a book.
The guards did not have sufficient...
Right. My friend Charles Shaw escaped 5 times from German POW camps. He was never able to get back to England, but he did get back to Switzerland, the last escape attempt. And he wrote a book. That book became the basis for The Great Escape, the film, The Great Escape. A lot of heroic things were done in World War II, weren't there?
I'm thinking...
Okay, Jim, are you there? I'm not hearing anything. Okay, we lost your signal. Maybe he'll get back with us in a moment. Okay, well, that's just the nature of live talk radio. We have to deal with the technical issues. It's always been that way ever since I got into talk radio back in 1995. But we will move forward. We will move ahead with the show. And if Jim gets back, he gets back. It's hard to wrap your brain around what's really going on with the COVID, the clot shot, the mandates that are coming, people's careers being put at risk by these mandates. Everything from blue-collar workers to professionals like my friend Dr. James from Kansas City, whose employment is at risk. Of course, being a medical doctor, he can find a job, in a heartbeat. That's not an issue. But for many people, it's a challenge to get back similar employment equal to what they just lost. It's a tough place to be, very tough place to be. And I hope that you don't find yourself in that situation. We're praying for everybody to not end up in that situation. It's you have a decision to make where you either maintain your pension or maintain your life. That's where a lot of these people are. I hope they decide to maintain their life. Walking away from a career where you've invested 16, 18, 19 years, you're close to that 20-year pension, and the thought of losing that is just a really tough thing to wrap your brain around. And I hope that you don't find yourself in a situation. If you do, that you'll put your life ahead of the job and the pension and the paycheck. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 11th of August. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great opportunity for your team. You have a team you work with to for preparedness. You can get your EMP Shield devices at a discount, and you get a bigger discount the more EMP Shield devices you get for your car, your truck, your generator, your solar panel controls. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. He has a weekly radio show and archives. Jim, let people know how they can hear your show live and to the archives, please, sir.
Thanks, John. Is my sound okay?
You sound okay now.
Can you
hear
me okay?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, Tower 2 of their 4 towers, and the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 21st year now, and commercial free, never had sponsors or advertisers, and you can listen also on the internet and all the different ways to listen. It re-airs about 7 times. All the different ways to listen are on my webpage, which are linked from your page, John. And tomorrow night, I'll be talking about space travel, but I also have some commentary on a topic that's in the news relative to COVID, but I'm taking a different angle. It's called graphene oxide, and it's a combination of graphene, which is carbon structures, and then combined with oxygen and makes films, but they also use it in medicine, and it's alleged to be in some of the COVID vaccines. But I'll be talking about it, what it's really the whole story, and also, can they put it in the water systems? This is a very important topic. And by the way, for people that in a couple hours aren't doing anything, I'll be hosting the Power Hour show, and that's one of my topics there also. It's very important for people to understand that they can put things in the water systems, and I think they're going to. There's a lot of indications I have from inside contacts, and it's important to have protection from that, and so I'm going to be talking about that particular aspect of how you can prevent this, because they want everybody to have graphene dioxide or graphene oxide structures in their body, because it's like the interface to a computer. And so that is the thing that they're going to be able to attach all kinds of future experimentation on humans. And so that's why they want it in everybody's body. And you can read the medical literature on this topic, but I'll be covering this and nanoparticles and other forms of toxins that they can put in the water systems and what you can do about it.
Well, Jim, I need to respond to what you just said. An experiment is to perform a procedure where you're not really 100% certain of the outcome. I believe they know exactly the outcome. The experiments are already complete. What they want to put in our bodies, there's no experimentation at all, because they know exactly what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and why. Your response?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And so maybe it was not a correct term, but in a sense, it's a wider range experiment. But I want to compare this just so people get a handle on what this is like. Remember when the computer came out and you and I were alive when this happened?
Right.
It was for number crunching. It was to send a man to the moon. It was to do calculations that would never have been possible with a slide rule and a tablet and a piece of paper. And so then you had the very first calculators, and they were big and they were clumsy and they only did a few things. And at that point, nobody ever imagined that we would have computers that could do artificial intelligence and all kinds of other activities that you use computers for today. This is the interface. This is the computer interface to your body that they're going to use to put all kinds of things as functional human beings. And AI is the big thing. And so just imagine how these people are giddy and gleeful that, oh my goodness, you're coming in your car that's you're not your car, it's some kind of transportation. And at the McDonald's hamburger stand, they will have your hamburger ready when you get there because you've been programmed to eat McDonald's hamburgers at noon. This is what they're going for. And this is organization in the sick minds of the people that are running these whole operations. They're like Dr. Strangelove's. And I made a comment, too, that if you look at Bezos and Musk, primarily, and other people, they look like, remember the old James Bond movies where you had this guy that was weird and, you know, wanted to control the world or had a laser beam or whatever it was. They look like those people. I'm sorry to tell you, but their personalities right out of those molds, a guy with way too much money and way too much, time on their hands. Let's just put it this way. They don't know how to relax, and they're using their money for all kinds of bizarro things.
Absolutely. Jim, we got a break. We had a couple of calls on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 11th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're all caught up. My webmaster's back in the saddle, and we have now have RBN archives. We have Rumble archives, and most recently, Brighteon archives of my show. Everything's accessible right there at my website. And every 24 hours, the Daily Intelligence Briefing is updated. You want to know what's going on in the world? This is the place to find out. North America, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East. It's all there. You check out what you want to check out and let the rest of it go. And, of course, the John Moore Patriot Training Course. That's next May. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll be my live studio audience Monday through Friday doing my show. Great private conversations that can only take place in private. And at the end of the week, a romantic moonlight dinner cruise on the lake. It'll be a lot of fun. Last but not least, the energy cleaner. You want to get your life back, get past the arthritis pain that's been holding you back from doing the things you love, get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, I just wanted to put something on your radar, maybe to put on your website, if you can get it. It's at rumble.com. You know, the Rumble, like a, right. You know, extra YouTube thing. Anyway, it's rumble.com/pinball preparedness. And he's dealing with, and get the one done for August 9th, yesterday, and it's an immunologist testifying before the Mount Vernon School Board. And boy, it is one of the most powerful seven minutes you will ever spend doing watching it.
Yeah, I've watched that. It's supposed to be posted on my website soon. Yeah, thank you. Yep.
Yeah, that was just amazing. But I wholeheartedly agree with you that they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what's in this, and that's why they will not tell you what's in it. Otherwise, they know the outcome of this thing. They know the end result of what it's going to look like in about a year, year and a half. And that's why they're not telling you what's in it, why you can't find it out. You know, the product label instructions or whatever they are, you know.
It's called the package insert.
But anyway, right. Yeah, package insert. That's why there's nothing on there, because if people could find out what that is, they would definitely not be taking it. But anyway, I was just going to tell you about that. Didn't know if you'd heard about it, but enjoy the show. Thanks.
Absolutely.
I know you got another caller.
No, actually, we don't at the moment. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, I know you're a busy guy. You probably haven't seen that 7 minutes, but this is a medical doctor who specializes in the area of virology, speaking before a school board. And it's a very powerful 7 minutes, and that'll be on my website, hopefully before the day is over.
Is he trying to tell them not to give these to kids? Is that the point?
Right, right. He basically said that what they're doing is not working, and it's harmful. Right, right.
Right. Well, it's, you know, the idea of giving all this to kids, you know, destroying the next generation. And, you know, there's no statistics on birth defects, you know, because it's like anything. People are out there having their own issue, and they probably think, oh, it's just me, it's not the shot, or whatever. But the number of miscarriages due to the vaccination are, it's probably close to 100%, and there's no reporting on this.
No. No, it's we are literally killing ourselves, and I'm sure the Politburo in China is just smiling and having a champagne toast when they found out that the U.S. military was going to voluntarily kill themselves. That makes the takeover a lot easier, doesn't it, sir?
Well, it certainly does. Yeah, and the military. I mean, they're more concentrated in equality, and in inclusion than they are in fighting a war with an adverse enemy.
Well, I'm talking to a friend over the weekend. He has private contacts in Canada that tell him that there's 1 million Chinese troops already in Canada. That's in addition to the Chinese troops in Mexico with heavy equipment. We've got verification of heavy equipment being offloaded in Mexico, the tanks, the trucks, and so forth, armored vehicles, armored personnel carriers. We haven't had those kind of reports in Canada yet, but I'm sure that the Chinese and the Canadian government, if they chose to, could keep that pretty private and pretty confidential. The offloading of heavy equipment. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, and understand who the Chinese are. They're part of the World Bank. They are a major component of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. They've been busy in a lot of the third world countries providing loans, especially during COVID and prior to COVID, through development loans. And it's basically the International Monetary Fund working through China to take over the resources of all these countries and the governments. So you find like Bolivia, where they forced the president out, killed part of his staff, and sent them packing, and basically took over the country, or Brazil, or South Africa. I mean, you just list the countries that they have taken over in the last 2 to 3 years.
Right.
But the idea is also what you're saying there relative to the Chinese in Canada and Mexico. It would be less than 12 hours until they had covered the entire country and with absolutely no resistance. I mean, they would just move across with heavy equipment, take over the center of every town and proclaim a lockdown. And, Biden would be part and parcel to all of this. Of course, he doesn't know what room he's in. But the people that are moving the what we call the federal government, it's not really the federal government, but it would take under 12 hours. Then you would have total control of the United States. It would be gone in less than 12 hours.
Well, I'm not sure how difficult that would be right now, but about 6 to 20 months, 24 months, 30 months after our entire military has received the clot shot, I think it'd be a lot easier after that period of time, wouldn't it, sir?
Well, and now if you have 5G and you can activate those people or deactivate them via 5G and other signaling, then waiting that amount of time is not necessary.
Pretty scary stuff. We need healthy Americans that can resist what's coming. And that means not getting the clot shot. What do you think about that? I don't know if you know Matt Bracken. I'm a big fan of Matt's work. He's written a number of great novels. But Matt Bracken likes to call the COVID vaccine the clot shot, Jim. I like that. How about you, sir?
That's a good name. Yeah, people come up with those great names, and that's one of them. That says it all. Exactly.
It does. It does. What in the world are we doing to ourselves? I'm going to be losing people I'm related to by blood and marriage over the next 6 to 30 months. I know that. It's unavoidable. I've come to a spiritual accommodation with that, an emotional and a psychological accommodation with that. It's not going to be easy, but I know it's coming, and I can't change it. Once you got the clot shot, you can't be unvaccinated, can you, sir?
No. It's one of those things like being pregnant. Well, you can be that's not even a good example. Excuse me for going there. In fact, that's a good example of something that people do reverse. The clot shot is not reversible.
No, it's not. And, Jim, you and I are both broadcast journalists, and I believe my job and your job is to educate people to not get the clot shot, so they in turn can educate others not to get the clot shot. It's an uphill battle. I believe most people who want to get it have already got it. The remainder of people either don't care or they'll be forced to, coerced might be a better word, coerced to get the clot shot because they don't want to be court-martialed in the military. They don't want to lose their job and their pension in the private sector. And we need to let these people know that your life is more valuable than your career and your pension, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, and then you have things like the Department of Justice militarizing that department and making proclamations, which are not legal decisions of any kind, saying that companies and employers and government and hospitals and healthcare workers can be forced at the price of their job to get it. And so, of course, there's no decision there. There's nothing clear. But then that's taken, as with anything, any disinformation campaign, then that's publicized and through talking points through the press. And I saw a good interview the other day, one of the doctors talking about COVID, and he said that the press takes topics like the genome. Last week, by the way, you had a guy call in, and he said that the genome for the Delta variation had been isolated. That's bullshit. And if the guy is listening, I'll tell you that. He was talking about it being in England. That guy's either stupid or a disinformation agent, because he's just repeating third or fourth hand what he read in the news media. He has no knowledge of this, of what really happened. There was no authoritative third-party verification of that. and that's what's missing from this whole thing, is that you read the title of the medical journals, which I have, and then you read the actual article, and they don't say what the title says. They completely, and that's typical of journalism. So the medical journals have become filled with peer-reviewed articles that have a title that, and the content is totally different, but people only read the title, including doctors.
Right.
Including doctors who are busy. They read a title and they go, oh, okay, it's been isolated, this, that, the other thing, whatever, treatment strategies, etc. And if you read the article, it has nothing to do with what the title says.
Well, I've seen this a lot. Most recently, the governor of Tennessee issued an executive order regarding COVID, and within hours, there was all these notes about they're going to break down your door and take you to a camp. I've read the executive order. It says nothing about that. It authorizes the Tennessee National Guard to help out in these healthcare environments, providing extra manpower. It does have authorization to build a camp or camps in the emergency, but there's nothing in there about actually building them. It says nothing about forcibly taking people out of their homes to these non-existent camps. So people get carried away, and they post these sensational videos, and people watch them, and they just get carried away with something that doesn't really have any substance, don't they, Jim?
Right, yeah, and it's going on both sides, and so it's not a one-sided deal. And that's why last week I said, you know, I've actually backed off from talking about a lot of this, because there is so much information out there that is just totally unfounded that you really don't know what to believe. The only thing you can do is just take care of yourself. And like I said, my prepper tip for the day was to shed yourself of a lot of people around you. And so the fact that the idea that a lot of them may not be here in a short while, that's one issue. But you have to get your ducks in a row, and having toxic, draining people hanging on you in time of emergency is not a good plan. That's
not a good plan at all. No, they'll just suck the energy right out of you, and you won't accomplish anything of any consequence. Very true.
Right. Well, those are the people that are going to want a full Sunday evening meal every night from your emergency food. That's the kind of toxic people that you're going to run into. And so you have to get rid of them, as I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Now is a good time.
Now is a good time. Absolutely. Well, I've noticed this in combat, where I would have guys coming to me, asking me what to do next, and scared to death. And I would just give them an assignment and keep them busy doing busy work, whatever it took to keep them out of my hair so I could do what I needed to do in combat. So, yeah, I'm very aware of the phenomenon, Jim, and it can be very distracting and waste a lot of resources. You're absolutely right.
Right, right. And these are long-term people, too. And the reason I'm mentioning this, because I had an incident where someone came to me and asked me for some advice, like Dear Abby type of advice.
Right.
And then when I started doing a little research, what I found is that this is not a minor phenomenon. It's probably 99% of all families have a toxic person who's you know, basically latched on to somebody or part of the family. And then what you have, which is odd, but not really odd, are the caretakers, the people that feel it's their job to, you know, and these people are 30, 40, 50 years old, and they're just draining the resources of the family. And so you not only have to deal with the toxic people, but you have to deal with the people that are enabling them.
Right.
And so and you can't deal with those people, because they're not going to listen. They'll go, oh yeah, the codependency is so well established that you're not going to break that. So the only thing you have at your disposal is an end run around the whole thing, and that's where COVID comes in, because you can use it to your advantage. That's what I was saying.
Okay. Jim, we got another caller here. Our caller is Priscilla in Missouri. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning. I just would like to mention that today is Walkout Wednesday. And so if you're in an area where you see folks that are walking out of their jobs because of the vaccine, you support them. And one other thing, I can't remember what it is. Anyway, have a blessed day. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Priscilla. I wasn't aware this is Walkout Day. That's news to me. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, this hour has just flown by. What we got about 2 minutes for you to get out the information you want to get out, sir.
Yeah, John, the clip you were playing there about the Alamo. Remember, the Alamo was a church. It was a mission.
That's right.
And so interesting that they were holed up in a mission. But then the other thing I want to mention, my 10% sale that's on my webpage for the water filter stuff is going away very soon. So if you're interested, you know, check that out. In 2 hours, I'll be hosting the Power Hour show, and I have a whole laundry list of topics. And I'll be extending those topics tomorrow night on my own show, dealing with graphene oxide, very important, and other pollutions that they can put in the water system. If you did not get the shot, they can still get that stuff in your body through water, in the water systems. And so anyway, I want to talk, you know, how people can prevent that, what they can do about it, and what the results are of having graphene oxide in your body. That's the computer interface that they want in everybody so they can do their AI. And it's a long, complicated topic with nanoparticles and understanding that whole field. It's very complicated. And this is not related to COVID. This is related to other issues. So anyway, like I say, in 2 hours of the Power Hour, I'll be hosting that. And then tomorrow night in my own show, dealing with those topics also. So thanks, John.
Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. I look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. It's Professor McKinney. We got a top of the hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes. Jeff Nyquist will be with us. I first ran across Jeff Nyquist's work. I was reading WorldNet Daily, and he's writing articles there. And I started reading his articles. I got his book, one of his several books, and read it, The Origins of the Fourth World War. I called him up and invited him to come to my show. That was 14, 15 years ago. I've lost track of how long ago that was. We got out of touch for some period of time, and now he's been back on now every week for, it seems like a couple of years now. I'm not sure. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.